Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg comes in and talks about music. He's got a great website, Nippertown.com. It's got everything you need to know about music in our region, and he's
everything.
Here to just about everything.
Everything.
You might have left out a couple of things, but it's pretty good. Eric Anderson, he's a folk legend. He's written a lot of songs for a lot of good people.
Oh, yeah. Eric Anderson, part of the 60s folk scare, as they call it. You know, he's written songs like Thirsty Boots and Violets of Dawn, Close the Door Lightly. But he's a lot more than just a, quote, folk singer, end of quote. His songs have been recorded by Grateful Dead and Johnny Cash, even Bob Dylan. And when Bob Dylan records one of your songs, you know you're really at the top of the chart there. But he's also collaborated with, you know, people like Lou Reed and Townes Van Zandt and Rick Danko. He's just put out a new career retrospective, 2-CD compilation called The Essential Eric Anderson. And he's from Buffalo, which, you know, sort of, I'm a Buffalo boy myself, so it kind of makes me feel good to see him. This time he's coming around with a band led by Grammy-winning guitarist Steve Adabo. And they're playing at Cafe Lena in Saratoga tonight. So it's not too late, but you got to move kind of fast here. So let's hear a little bit of the title track of his 1988 album. So let's do some mid-career Eric Anderson. Ghosts Upon the Road.
Crying out, Dean, Moriarty, sweet Marilyn, here I come. In my fast cars, I rockin' boots, beat the sun to the tom-bones. To warm, went into the bathroom. He took his belt off and never came out. And Melissa put one up inside the soft roof of her mouth.
Eric Anderson is playing tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs. Now, the Young at Heart chorus sounds like something you'd see on the Lawrence Welk show in those PBS reruns, but with the name of the song, Schizophrenia, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, this is literally a senior citizen chorus.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, every town has several. Greater Nippertown here has several senior citizen choruses. Young at Heart Chorus is out of Northampton, Mass. And they put a different spin on things because they're not singing the songs that they, I'd say, grew up with. They're not singing big band numbers. They're not even singing the golden oldies from the 50s. They're singing more contemporary rock era songs like Coldplay's Fix You or Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees. So it gives a whole different spin to what they're doing. And the song selections really fit well with senior living. It's a really very moving performance, I think. I've seen them once at the Egg several years ago, and it was a beautiful thing. They're playing Saturday, April 21st, at the Academy of Music in their hometown, Northampton, Mass. And this is a taste from their 2008 album, Mostly Live. They're doing Sonic Youth's Schizophrenia.
She said Jesus had a twin who knew nothing about sin.
Laughing like crazy at the trouble I'm in.
Her light eyes were dancing.
She is insane.
Her brother says she's just a bitch with a golden chain.
She keeps coming. Oh, sir,
saying I can feel it in my bones.
The Young at Heart Chorus playing at the Academy of Music in Northampton, Massachusetts. That's Saturday, April 21st. Playing at the Egg Swire Theater, Sunday, April 22nd, is the Brad Meldow Trio from Los Angeles, or that's the song?
No, that's actually, I'm not sure where Mr. Meldow is living these days. He's a marvelous pianist. maybe my favorite jazz pianist right now. He's endlessly imaginative and marvelously melodic. I mean, very much in the Bill Evans vein of jazz piano players. But he's got really big ears. He's likely to play anything from Bach to Nick Drake to Radiohead. He's played on the soundtrack to Wim Wenders' Million Dollar Hotel and Willie Nelson's Teatro album. So he's all over the place genre-wise. I don't think I've ever seen him do a show where he didn't play at least one Beatles song as well. You never know what to expect from him, except you're going to get great music. And he's bringing his trio back to the Egg, where they have played many, many times. They are an absolutely perfect fit in the intimate Swire Theater at the Egg. And if you've seen them before, you know what I'm talking about. And I don't have to tell you anymore. If you haven't seen him, take a chance. He's a great musician, as you'll hear a little bit of Los Angeles from the Brad Meldow 2000 album, Places.
The Brad Meldow Trio playing at the Egg Swire Theater in Albany on Sunday, April 22nd. At the Linda, right across the street here at Central and Coyle in Albany, April 25th. That's a Wednesday. Mary Gaucher is in town.
Yeah, I know it's a school night, but I truly urge you to go out and see Mary Gaucher. She is a marvelous singer-songwriter, and she has a new album called Rifles and Rosary Beads. In which she has co-written songs with various wounded combat veterans through the Songwriting with Soldiers program. And there's some really raw, emotionally complex songs that will move you. Let me put it that way. They will move you. And she's always worn her honesty on her sleeve. First time I saw her was, quite a few years ago at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. And I chose this song because this is the first song I ever heard her sing, and I immediately went out and bought her album. This is a song called I Drink that was recorded live at Cafe Lena, this version.
Fish swim, birds fly. Daddy's yell, mama's cry, old men sit and think. I drink.
Mary Gaucher will be playing at the Linda in Albany Wednesday, April 25th. In Woodstock on Monday, April 30th, it's Riley Walker at the Colony.
Yeah, Monday night. You know, when people say there's nothing to do in this town, I always have to shake my head. So Monday night, Riley Walker, a fabulous Chicago singer, songwriter, guitar player, sort of in the folk vein, but with a serious jazz attitude and a lot of Van Morrison laced in there as well. Tim Buckley, just influences are all over the place, and he's a marvelous performer. His Primrose Green album was my favorite album of 2015, and he's got a new album called Deaf Man Glance, which is coming out next month. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm going to say it's worth the trip to Woodstock to catch him on Monday, April 30th at Colony. Said, don't have the new album, but here's a little bit of Love Can Be Cruel from Primrose Green.
Bunker's Love Can Be Cruel. He's at the Colony in Woodstock on Monday, April 30th. This happens to be a Friday the 13th, but boy, are we lucky. We had Greg Hames in the studio, and if our luck holds out, he'll be back next month. It's GregHamesNippertown.com. Greg, thanks a lot.
Thanks very much. I'll try to avoid that ladder that's out in the hallway there, Brian.